103. Now, joining us is the holiday doc, Joe Supple. Hello to you, Joe.
And a very good morning to you, Declan.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's nice and bright out there today. We're going to enjoy it. I'd love a little nice recliner seat. Any chance of me winning it, no?
No, no. Sure, you're reclined enough.
Oh, I am. First class when I'm flying here and flying there. I would like to start by saying I'm wishing Anne Kennedy, our wonderful receptionist and friend for the last 20 years.
Yeah, you heard she got a big, major ministerial send-off.
Well, she's getting one off the holiday doctor now as well.
Yeah,
I have
that's
to say.
What I mean. That's a lot of people. I'd like to add my best wishes to her as well.
But absolutely.
I know, are very close to Anne, so tell us, you know, what is it about Anne?
Anne is one of the most wonderful people you will ever meet. Every week, besides our friendship, we a few little facts for the listeners, a bit of a laugh. Myself and Anne share a roll every single day. I walk down to Super Value, get the roll cut in half, and we eat our lunch together, knitting and chatting and having a bit of fun. But she's a wonderful person. She's been here for 20 years, a very, very respected member of the staff, and she's retiring tomorrow, and she's definitely done her time here. She's great fun, she's great gas. People probably know when they're ringing in, coming in to pick up their prizes and stuff, they've obviously met Anne, and of course her usual friendly voice when she answers the phone here. And also, after the holiday shows, I'll be off air now in about, it depends how long you give me, Declan, and Anne will have it sent to me straight away and up on the website. Very efficient, very wonderful person. So she'll be very sadly missed by all, but we'll definitely keep in touch now. I'll have to find somebody new now to break the bread with Declan, you know. But anyway, she's a wonderful person and she'll be sadly missed by everybody. But
she certainly will.
Good celebrations.
All right. Okay, what have you got for us this week?
Okay, Airbnb reveals its 2023 winter travel trends for the Irish guests. Now, interesting enough, Declan, Airbnb, years ago, you'd always sort of look at it as, you know, the cheaper alternative to like a hotel or stuff like that. But they've come leaps and bounds through the years. It's a lot more than that now. And you're looking around with Airbnb, there's such unique properties you can do. And again, their filters are amazing on their system as well. I know we went through all the changes and they introduced a huge amount of things during COVID and really upped the game there an awful lot. But I was actually looking myself, I'm heading to Fuerteventura in November, and I was looking at my usual hotels, trying to get a deal, get a rate, all booked out, which is great. Busy time of the year, people are going away looking for the winter sun. And I looked up Airbnb and I found the most incredible villa right on the beach, literally beachfront villa. Beautiful roof terrace, two bedrooms, gorgeous looking, great reviews. And again, look at the profile of the person who's, you know, because it's a bit like TripAdvisor, you know, where you get the good, fair view and you get all the feedback there. And then you've got like top seller. So in other words, you know, this person has been got highly rated on Airbnb. But we got an amazing deal. I think it came in just over like 100 euro, 150 or something like that, between three people per night. But you're staying in the most incredible villa, meters away to the most, and if you haven't been to Fuerteventura before, the most amazing beaches in the world. I would highly recommend it. Fuerteventura, great destination. Anyway, back to the list. So the Irish list, then they have the international list. This is all a full survey done, which they've looked at and got all the statistics on it. So the top trending domestic winter destinations in Ireland is Adair in County Limerick, Clifton in County Galway, Skibbereen, County Cork, beautiful place, Ennis in County Clare, Castlebar in County Mayo, I know you're very familiar with there, Declan, Dundalk in County Louth, Tramore in County Waterford, which is another beautiful place as well, Limerick, Letterkenny in County Donegal, and Spanish Point in County Clare. So they are the top destinations that the Irish people like to go and book their Airbnbs in Ireland. So that's the, and then for the international destinations for Irish guests, which is quite a little interesting list. I was looking through it there and I was going, wow, really is one or two now. Was sort of, But Tokyo in Japan, Porto Seguro in Brazil, always very, very popular. Again, you get the most beautiful weather over there. If you're thinking about like that winter sun, Brazil is beautiful. Buenos Aires in Argentina, stunning place to go. Sao Paulo in Brazil as well. Spain, still top of the list, always very, very popular. And Brazil comes in about three times. So I wonder, is that also to do with that we have a huge amount of Brazilians living in Ireland who travel to Brazil and probably book their holidays over there. Courchevel in France, which is beautiful. Interesting one. Costa Teguise in Spain. I've stayed there before. It's quite a family-orientated place. But
where's that now?
Costa Teguise is in Lanzarote. So you have Puerto La Carmen, you cross the Guise. I stayed there many years ago. It's very much a family resort thing. But then again, maybe it's the families who are booking the Airbnbs and stuff like that there. Or maybe it's the hens and the stags, or who knows. But anyway, it's on the list there. You've got Colombia as well, and you also have Mexico. So they're all the top destinations that people are trending for this winter.
You mentioned Japan. I hear more and more people wanting to go or have been to Japan.
Yeah, it's a hugely popular destination to go to. And again, it's opened up so much because we have so many possibilities with your airlines and getting there. Of course, it's much cheaper to get there now as well. And you'll get sort of good value for your money as well. You know, I was looking at some of the properties they have there on the Airbnb, and they're absolutely beautiful apartments for pennies, you know, because again, some of the hotels there can be so, so expensive to go to. But it's definitely a great destination to go to. And of course, the city itself is incredible. And then you can travel around from there when you actually get there. Would you be interested in going yourself?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, like, there's a huge amount of destinations for people to go to. I'm sure people have their own sort of little favourite lists that they like to go to as well. But they're the sort of top trending destinations, which is interesting to see. I'm surprised, actually, which is coming back now again, Cape Town is getting very popular with people. People are starting to go back to Cape Town again because I suppose you're limited when you get to January where you're guaranteed the sunshine. You know, you go to the Canaries, you might get, you know, I was in Lanzarote last year, great time. But, you know, 20 degrees, but when the cloud comes in, it's freezing cold, you know. Whereas you go down to Cape Town, you're talking about 30, 35 degrees. And of course, the Rand is so weak at the moment, it's so great for us to go down there because it means you're getting a great currency exchange when you get down there. But you've got the Garden Route, you've got Cape Town, beautiful places to explore and to see. So that's one of the popular destinations on Joe Supple's list. But I have to go by the official Airbnb. So anyone looking at booking something there, again, just go onto the Airbnb website. And as I said to you, there's great filters in there. So even if you're looking for something, and I noticed as well over the last while with Airbnb, they've got some really unique places in Ireland and abroad as well. So if you're looking for that, you know, different thing where you want to stay in a tree house in the middle of a forest somewhere, they've got the most incredible places. But you can put in, like, you know, the weird, the wacky within your filters. And then if you're sort of open to where, you know, destination wise you want to go to. And of course, city breaks are really popular with the Airbnb. I know all my friends, anyone like going to Malaga City for, you know, a couple of days, and I know you've probably done it yourself as well, or if you're going to Paris or somewhere like that, you know, the Airbnbs are great. And there's a mass of them there as well. Again, put in your parameters. Do be careful, though. I remember many years ago, a friend of mine saying, I got this amazing place in California. I got it for $40 a night. And I said, $40 a night? And she ended up in a bedroom in a six-bedroom house with a whole family and everything else. So you have to put in entire house or exactly what you want, or whether it's a studio flat or a studio apartment. That's perfect, because again, if you're away for like a weekend city break, it's all about you're going to be out and about the whole time. So yeah. So you can check out all the details there on Airbnb, and happy holidays. And
what's the rules with Airbnb? I mean, you get reviewed and you can review the host, isn't that sort of stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. And I always look through them as well, similar to TripAdvisor. You know, you look at some TripAdvisor things and you see, a really bad review, and you think 99% of it is really, really good. And then you read through it and you realise that, you know, it's older people who went there, and it's on a big hill at the top of a thing. So it doesn't suit certain people. There's nothing wrong with the accommodation. So I always look at the reviews, and generally most reviews are good. But again, it's great with Airbnb because they brought in the policies. So if you go to a Airbnb property and it's not what it stated, in other words, something's missing or it's in the wrong destination or something's been cloud, you get in touch with them. They have a 24-hour concierge service, which is really, really good. And they will have you moved or give you a full refund to a better place or a full refund within 24 hours. So it's a great insurance there for you. You know, we often talk about booking package holidays, and I always say, well, go with a bond, you know, make sure you go with a proper travel agent if you're going to do that trip, because, you know, it's looked after, and Airbnb has introduced all these insurances and stuff. So you've got a great, great backup service there, you know, if anything goes wrong. Yeah, but I mean, generally, look, the Airbnb owners, I've stayed in a good few places and I've never had a problem. And again, look at the reviews that people have left there. With destination, as I said to you, you know, if it doesn't suit you, if you're an older person and it's up a big hill, it's not going to suit you. So there's no point in you staying there. Same with TripAdvisor. I always say that to people as well. So it's just a matter of looking and getting the ideal place for yourself. So I'll be on the beach in a few weeks' time, Fort Ventura, dipping my toes in the water, Declan.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure you will. Listen, Lonely Planet are up with a list as well. Donegal is in the top five.
Okay,
places
right
to go in Ireland. So,
oh, Donegal, I've been there once.
To go in the world, actually.
Well, in the world?
Yeah.
Wow. I've been to Donegal, well, I think maybe once or twice, and it was always dark and rainy. raining. That's all I remember about it. It has the most beautiful place up there. And of course, they have some of the most amazing five-star hotels in Ireland, up in Donegal as well. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I know it's very, very popular for the American tourists love to go there, but I suppose the Irish have to go there as well. So, yeah, keep the old staycations going, Declan.
Right. And you started off by saying how much you're going to miss Anne from our reception, who's retiring tomorrow. Bill Porter has been on too. He wants to wish a happy retirement to Anne, and thanks for all the great help for the Wicklow Hospice, Rathdrum Cancer, and all other organisations, especially for the East Coast Coffee Morning. She was always so helpful at organising everybody around it, and everybody in East Coast. She'll be sadly missed. Happy retirement, Anne, and what a gorgeous lady. Many thanks.
Oh, that's lovely to hear from Bill, isn't it? Yeah, and I'm sure so many other well wishes there as well. So yeah, we'll have to spoil her now tomorrow, I suppose, yeah?
Yeah, she did great work in the Wicklow White Coffee Morning. Well done, Anne. Great and thanks, Joe.
Great stuff. Thanks, Declan.